It's springtime. We're going to get to some springtime talk here. But also, I wanted to, you know, because a lot of springtime makes a lot of people happy. So I have 15 antiquated words for the word happy that we should bring back. So these are old-timey words. And that I always love talking about phrases and words and things like that. Does anybody have any favorite phrases like that you've always enjoyed, that you always found either entertaining or goofy or funny that you enjoyed? 312-981-7200. Here are some of the words that we can use for happy. This is from the late 19th century. The word chirky. C-H-I-R-K-Y. Chirky. That's pretty good, right? Hey, everybody's feeling a little chirky. That means cheerful. It means cheerful. Esmeralda, maybe we can start using the word chirky?
You're on your own.
All right, how about this one? In high snuff. In high snuff. An expression for a good mood used from the late 17th century until the 1930s. People used that in the 1930s? I got to go back and see some old movies. In high snuff. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? It's a... Now, over the moon. People use over the moon, right? Don't people still use that phrase?
I mean, it's not common, but it's not uncommon.
Yeah. Before humans literally went beyond the moon, this was a popular phrase from the 30s, and it meant overjoyed. I have heard people use over the moon now. So, how about this one? Gassed. Gassed. It started out meaning intoxicated by the late 50s. By the 50s, it just meant happy. What? Boy, that guy's really gassed. See, that doesn't sound good either. Esmeralda, if someone described you as gassed, would you immediately think happy?
No. It sounds like a negative connotation.
It does. It does. I mean, and as in this explanation, it started out meaning intoxicated. That makes more sense, right? Well, that guy's really gassed. Yeah, it doesn't sound very happy. Tickled is next. People say that. Tickled pink. Right? People still say that. They say over the moon and they say tickled pink. Wonder where that came from. Do we know where tickled pink came from? Like, is it because you're being tickled and you're laughing so hard that your face gets flushed? Maybe that's what it is, because you... Because because when you laugh really, really hard and you can't catch your breath, you could, you know, your face could turn sort of a pinkish hue.
According to what I'm seeing online, that's it, that your face turns a pinkish hue.
Oh, see that? I'm a language expert. How about this? Mary Pin. That's M-E-R-R-Y-P-I-N. Mary Pin. Also started as a reference to tipsiness. This referred to a general good old time in the 19th century. Mary Pin. How about this? Ricochet. Well, for many years, that was a term that I used to get drunk. Hold on a minute now. Specifically in Lincoln Square. In the 19th century, this bouncy term also meant splendid. Ricochet did? You guys remember Ricochet Rabbit? You guys too young for Ricochet Rabbit? Cartoon character?
I do not.
Esmeralda, you remember Ricochet Rabbit?
Mm-mm.
He was a rabbit, like a sheriff. And he had like the hat and the badge and the vest and everything and the guns. And he was a rabbit. And his catchphrase, if I remember correctly, his catchphrase was bing, 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 Ricochet Rabbit. Because I guess he'd shoot people and the bullets would ricochet all over the place. That's it. It was very popular. It was very popular in the 70s, Ricochet Rabbit. I think he was on the Magilla Gorilla show. You guys remember Magilla Gorilla? He was a gorilla. Well, clearly he was, because he's known as Magilla Gorilla. So if he wasn't a gorilla, that would be unusual. But Megilla Gorilla was a gorilla who wore a hat and a vest. I don't know what it is with the vests. Wore a hat and a vest and was in a pet store and was in the window. And people would buy them and they would have adventures with with Megilla Gorilla. And I remember that the I'm trying to remember who the what the name of the because the pet store owner was like a little old dude. Dan, maybe you can look up Megilla Gorilla. That's Magilla, Megilla Gorilla. And I'm trying to remember what the pet store, because he was in the window of the pet store. And Megilla Gorilla show had a bunch of different cartoons on it. You know how when you watched Looney Tunes, you'd see a Daffy Duck or you'd see a Donald, you know, not Donald, you would see a Bugs Bunny or whatever. But Megilla Gorilla, so it was like a show that had different, and one of them was Ricochet Rabbit.
The pet shop was run by Melvin Peebles.
What? Not Melvin Van Peebles, right?
No. Well, that would have been interesting, too.
Okay.
And Ricochet Rabbit's sidekick was Droopalong Coyote.
Oh, Droopalong Coyote, that's right. Boy, and I believe those were, if I'm not mistaken, those were Hanna-Barbera creations, if I'm not mistaken. Hanna-Barbera, responsible for a lot of the mediocre animation of the 70s. Hey, speaking of animation, we're going to have a guest on next week, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Next week, there's a book that that counts down the top 100 animated characters of all time. It's tremendous, by the way, Dan. It's so much fun to read.
Cool. Yeah, long-time listeners of The Overnight, I remember the guest, the guy who wrote it, he wrote The Great American Serial Book.
The Great American Serial Book, right.
We talked to him a few times, and yeah, so.
It's going
to
be, it's a terrific book. And by the way, it's beautiful, too. It's a big coffee table book with a bunch of really cool pictures in it. It'll take you right down memory lane. I haven't read the whole thing, and it's listing. So it's, you know, so I've been kind of bopping around through it. Not necessarily reading it in order, going from number one through number 100, but I've been flipping around. And I don't know if Megilla Gorilla is on the list or not. Or Ricochet Rabbit. And they used to have these, Dan, if you can maybe the Megilla Gorilla, some of the other, because they had these three Mouseketeers. Was it three Mouseketeers? Yippee, Yappy, and Yahooey. And they were, I believe they were mice and they were Mouseketeers. Yippee, Yappy, and Yahooey. I think if you just Google that, Yippee, Yappy, and Yahooey, it should come up. Yippee, Yappy, and then Yahooey, he was the goofy one. And they were dressed up like Musketeers. They had swords and the big hats.
Yippee, Yappy, and Yahooey are dogs who serve the king as royal guards.
They're dogs.
Yes.
Okay. And but aren't they dressed like Musketeers?
Correct. Loosely based on the three Musketeers.
Oh, okay. I thought they were mice. Were there Mouseketeers? I mean, besides the Mickey Mouse, they were mouse. Besides, you know, the real life Mouseketeers. All right. So ricochet apparently is a word that means happy. Never used it before in that regard. It's a pretty good movie with Denzel Washington and John Lithgow. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. You ever see Ricochet, Esmeralda? That.
No, I haven't.
It's John Lithgow, you know, a fantastic villain in that movie. Total nutcase. John Lithgow can play those kind of roles, too. Like, he's good. He's really great. Well, he's great at everything. But a lot of people know him, you know, because he's been very funny in a lot of movies and on TV shows and The Third Rock from the Sun and all that stuff. God, what was that terrible show that where he was accused of murder and they were... Was it called Trial and Error? It was from about a year ago. Trial and Error, where it was John Lithgow was doing everything to convince everybody that he was guilty.
Yes,
it was a terrible show. But John Lithgow can be a really scary, crazy, insane villain, and he was nuts in Ricochet. He was nuts in Cliffhanger with the great Sylvester Stallone, and he was nuts in Raising Kane. He was nuts in Blowout. Yeah, John Lithgow, nuts. So, all right, we got a few more words here that mean happy. And if you guys have a favorite phrase that you would like to bring back, we would love to hear from you. And maybe some people that you know use phrases that seem a little strange. So we'll talk about that, too. 312-981-7200. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Wildcard Wednesday. You're here, Wildcard Wednesday. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. That's also our number for talk and text. We're talking about old school antiquated words for happy. And maybe hopefully we can bring them back. See if anybody can say gassed. Hey, man. Well, you know, I guess gassed makes a little bit of sense, Dan, considering that people used to say, hey, that was a gas. For a good time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was in the 50s. So that would make sense. And we're also talking about maybe some phrases some unique phrases that maybe your family uses, or maybe your grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle used to say that are fun or interesting or weird. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Here's one. All Kaleo for happy. This 19th century sailor slang either referred to the Peruvian port of Kalo or All Kalao, or acted as a play on the word alcohol or both. A lot of alcohol references in these words about being happy. Alcohol doesn't always make you happy, I can tell you. I can tell you that from personal experience. Let's try this one. Kaveling, from the Yiddish for so happy and proud that my heart is overflowing. Am I pronouncing that right? Kaveling? Kvelling? That would be right, you think? Kaveling? How about chuffed? Chuffed. This current slang in the UK certainly needs to make a trip across the pond. That's an actual term that they're using now? Chuffed? You ever hear that one, Esmeralda? You ever hear a British guy say that he was...
That does sound familiar.
He's chuffed? Okay. Okay, here's a good one. Let's try it. I have the explanation here, but let's maybe figure out why this would be another term for happy, Esmeralda. To lick the eye. What did... To lick the eye. Any idea why that would be a synonym for happy? To lick the eye.
I don't know. The happiness could go both ways. Someone wants their eyeball licked. Or they like licking eyeballs.
All right. It's a mini explanation. It's not satisfying to me, Esmeralda. This confusing 19th century gem was used to describe someone who was extremely pleased. That still makes no sense. To lick the eye. Now that's one we should bring back. Hey, that guy. He made me so happy. It was like to lick the eye. How about this one? Cock-a-hoop. Cock-a-hoop. From the phrase to set the cock on the hoop, meaning open the tap and let the good times. These are all about booze. All right. How about gladsome? I guess that makes some sense. Gladsome. This classic from the 14th century doesn't get used enough anymore. All right, how about delira and excura? It's a term the Irish use to mean delirious and excited. I've never heard that before. So, well, there you go. There are some new terms for you. We got some texts coming in. Steve says, one of my all-time favorite words that I probably use too much is, I don't even know how to pronounce this. Pulchritude? It's P-U-L-C-H-R-I-T-U-D-E. Pulchritude? Can you get that sexy woman's voice, Dan, to have the woman pronounce it?
Unfortunately, I do not have a woman this time around. But
all right.
Pulchritude.
What?
Pulchritude.
Oh, I had it right.
Pulchritude.
Yeah, pulchritude. I don't know what, Steve, why didn't you tell us what it mean? What does it mean? What is it? There's got to be a definition, right?
Physical comeliness.
Okay, still, I
was going to say, that definition. Physical beauty.
Oh, physical beauty.
Physical beauty.
All right. Have you ever heard that word before, Esmeralda?
No.
I don't think I've heard it either. All right, Ern sends in a text that says, "How about that's a gas?" Yeah, that's I think that's probably where that term "gassed" came from. At least it's kind of, it may be related to that because people described a good time as a gas. It's like Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas. So there you go. It's all right now. 217 area code said, gassed equates to me, tired to me. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, man, I'm gassed. 773 said, don't forget the little girl that wanted to purchase him daily. Oh, there was a little girl, Esmeralda, who wanted to buy Megilla every day. Would come by the pet store and want Megilla Gorilla. But Melvin Van Peebles wouldn't sell it. What's going on here?
Pronunciation guy wanted to jump in again.
Oh, he wanted the pronunciation guy. He wanted to pronounce. Wanted to do another one right there. All right. 708 area code. How about Quick Draw McGraw and his trusty sidekick Baba Louie, and then his alter ego El Kabong. By the way, that you know that you guys know that that's where Gary Del Monte got his nickname, right? Do you guys, you know, because you know when his nickname is Baba Booey, and people would, you know, people call up, you know, and like Howard Stern fans will call up other radio shows or TV shows and go, Baba Booey, and scream Baba Booey. Well, Gary Del Monte was talking about how he bought a cell, which is, you know, an animation cell, a single-framed animation cell. And he said it was one of his favorite cartoons growing up, and he screwed up the name because it's Baba Louie. And when he was explaining to Howard and the rest of the guys this character, the cell that he bought, this animated cell, he said Baba Booey. Instead, he made a mistake, and they reamed him for it. You know what I mean? They were like, it's Baba Louie. It's your favorite character, and you don't even know it? That's where Baba Booey comes from. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. Did you know that? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Esmeralda, did you know the origin of Baba Booey? Yeah, that's what it is. So, Baba Booey. All right. We'll take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about spring after the news, right, after this on WGN. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. And Jesse requested a little Axel F., a Harold Faltermeyer from, of course, Beverly Hills Cop. And that was a big hit, Esmeralda. That was like a smash hit. And I think you don't hear a lot of instrumentals hitting the charts nowadays. So, but there it is, Axel F. Jesse requested that one. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor. We're live in the Allstate studio, showcase studio, right here on Michigan Avenue. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We're going to be talking about scientific reasons why spring is the most delightful season. It's officially spring, and we're going to give you some scientific reasons why it's the most delightful. We do have a few other texts that have just come in. We were talking about phrases and things like that that make you laugh or that are weird. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Mary says, sometimes when my dad was mad at something, he'd say, that chaps my hide. That's a good one. You don't hear that chaps my hide enough. We should say that a little more often. And if he felt happy about something, he'd say, that warms my cockles. Isn't the full term warms the cockles of my heart? I believe that's the full term. It warms the cockles of my heart. Esmeralda, what's a cockle?
A shell?
The shell of your heart? The shells of your heart? That's a weird phrase. I like that chaps my hide. I think that I really like that one. That doesn't people don't say that one enough. We need to bring that one back.
The cockles are the heart. The cockles of the heart are its ventricles, named by some in Latin as cochlea cordis, from cochlea for snail, alluding to their shape.
Oh.
The saying means to warm and gratifies one's deepest feelings.
Yes. Wow. Who said this wasn't an educational show? Everybody.
So if you go to the doctor and need to talk about your arteries?
No, ventricles.
Ventricles?
Yeah.
They will call them the cockles?
If you go to an old-timey doctor who's in a tent and a traveling buggy.
I'll also give you some cocaine serum.
That's right. Here, have some cocaine. Everything is cured with some cocaine. Oh, man. 262 area code reminds us that Tom and Jerry did a Three Musketeers. Yes, they did. And I think it was Tom and Jerry, and it was Jerry and his little mouse buddy. Or
wasn't he French?
I think he was. I think he was French.
It's his cousin or something.
Was it his
nephew?
They were related. Yeah, I think it was a nephew because he was littler, right? Than Jerry.
Yeah.
I always rooted for Tom. I hated Jerry, little jerk. Tom had to deal with Jerry and the woman with the broom who was always smacking him.
And the dog.
And the dog, that's right. And the dog, the big bulldog. I'll tell you my favorite ending to any Tom and Jerry, because Jerry always won. You know, every single short Tom and Jerry cartoon, Jerry always won. Tom would always end up, you know, the dog would kill him. Well, he wouldn't. wouldn't kill him. That'd be a little. That would be a little too traumatizing for the children. If at the end of every Tom and Jerry cartoon, Tom gets killed. I don't think that
would only be 9 episodes.
Oh, very good, Esmeralda. Yeah. Oh man. But no, the one episode. I don't know if you remember this one, Esmeralda. Remember when? There was a little girl. The little girl said, "I'm gonna," and she would dress up Tom like a baby. You remember that one where you wouldn't see the little girl's face because you never saw, you know, like a human's face. It was always like their feet or their arms and stuff because you never really would see their face. But we got to go to the newsroom. Vic's got something for us in the news. Go ahead, Vic.
Hey, Nick, we're getting reports out of Austin, Texas. At least 3 local stations there now confirm that the Austin serial bombing suspect is dead. There was a interaction with police officers there early this morning. It happened along the I-35 corridor in Austin at a motel. He detonated a bomb, reportedly. No word on whether any officers were injured in that, but there was a bomb detonated at the hotel, and then officers shot and killed him. And then obviously the investigation into that will ensue now. But again, the Austin serial bombing, 6 bombs have been connected to this suspect, but reports out of Austin that the Austin bombing suspect is shot and dead by police.
Wow. What a crazy story. What a really crazy story. Vic's in the newsroom. He's on top of it. And we'll give you all the details as they develop in the overnight hours here this morning. So, all right. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And so Esmeralda, the episode that I'm talking about where she puts Tom, dresses Tom like a baby and treats him like a baby, and he doesn't want to, you know, he puts him in a diaper and he's got like a little hat, and then and Jerry is getting a kick out of all of this. He's watching this girl, you know, like treating him like a baby, and so at the very end, the little girl goes, "And now it's time for you. You've been a bad baby, so now it's time for you to have castor oil." And then she pours a big spoonful of castor oil and then shoves it into Tom's mouth. And then Tom goes, "Bruh!" You know, and then he runs over to the window and pukes out the window. And while Jerry's laughing, because Jerry's going, he's laughing right by the baby seat, you know, the high chair. And the castor oil bottle tips over and starts to pour out. And while Tom's going, like a 5 gallons of castor oil go down Jerry's throat. And then Jerry runs over to the window and starts puking. And so that was the only time Jerry got any comeuppance, was when like a 40 gallons of castor oil was poured down his throat. And it always made me happy. You remember that episode?
I don't.
The final shot is the two of them puking out a window. That's the final shot of that short. But it was the only time when Jerry got punished, justifiably punished, and had like 9 gallons of... Because it's so funny as well. It's like a regular-sized bottle of castor oil. And so it tips over, and of course he's a little mouse, so just a little bit of it would be enough, but it like pours down his throat. Like the entire bottle pours into his mouth and down his throat. And then he runs over does nobody remember this one? Am I the only one that remembers the episode with the castor oil and Tom and Jerry vomiting out the window? That's the final image. Are your two heroes vomiting out a window after drinking castor oil? So, anyway, maybe I'm just making that up, but I think it's real. I'm pretty sure it's real. And I just remember they had like a sound effect for Jerry laughing. He was laughing at Tom being sick. He was laughing his head off, and it was wah, 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 what? It was like, that's how he laughed. It was like a horn. They used like, an instrument, like a trumpet or something. Wah, 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 wah. And then he ran off and started vomiting as well. Because that's how you want your cartoons to end, with your two main characters puking. we got more phrases coming in. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in with weird phrases or funny stuff that your parents would say, or your aunts or uncles or anything like that. 312-981-7200. Here is Bob on WGN. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, Nick?
All right.
Good. My dad always used to say, "That burns my cork."
That burns my cork?
Yeah, cork. So that meant he was pretty angry with us.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Do you know? Yeah. Bob? Do you know the origin of that? Where that burns my cork? I've never heard that before. Is that something just your dad said?
That's the only place I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
I've never looked it up.
Yeah, that burns my cork. All right, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a great one. All right, Bob. Have a good morning, buddy.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
All right, keep your cork from getting burned. That's a daily accomplishment. If you keep from getting your cork burned, you're going to have a good day. That burns my cork. That's good. I like that. All right. We're going to take a break here. If you want to jump in here, you got words or phrases that you think are funny or weird that your parents said, 312-981-7200. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue. It's Wednesday morning. That means Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man. Get your requests in, any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. We've been talking about fun, weird words and phrases, which we will love to talk about here on the show. We're also going to talk a little bit about spring coming up as well, but we would love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's see. We got some more texts coming in. And that was 773 area code requesting Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. Yeah, there it is. So 312-981-7200. You can check us out on Twitter. Follow us at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. A few more texts here. 312 area code says the coolest words have their roots in nautical terms. Aloof is one of them. Aloof was a nautical term? Is it somebody on a boat who doesn't care and is not paying attention? I don't know where aloof comes from. 312 area code. The late Mayor Harold Washington had a famous quote where he used the word pulchritudinous. Okay. 815 area code says, as she got older, we'd call and ask her how she was doing, and she'd say hunky-dory. Hunky-dory, I've heard that. Favorite words, 262 area code, skitter and wonky. Yeah, wonky gets used Wonky gets used pretty regularly. You know, if something's a little bit screwed up. Oh, that was a little wonky. You've heard that one, right, Esmeralda? That was kind of wonky.
Oh, yeah.
Skitter. Is that the same as, like, skittish? I've never heard of skitter. I've never used it, at least. I've got some people calling in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here is Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, my man?
All right. What's up?
You know, you talk about that short with the castor oil being the only time Jerry ever got his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the only one.
Oh, it's not? Okay, because it's my favorite. When, you know, so you remember it where they're vomiting out the window at the end.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way he laughed, it sounded like someone was blowing through a clarinet.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Yeah, exactly. So, yes, that's what I'm saying. So, when did Jerry get his comeuppance again?
Remember the episode where Tom inherited $1 million?
Okay.
And the caveat was he couldn't hurt a living thing, not even a mouse.
Okay.
Jerry, the whole short was Jerry just screwing with him, sleeping in his bed, eating his food.
Yeah.
And every time Tom would get mad, he'd hold up the will and would have that part highlighted.
Yeah.
Well, it got to the point to where Tom couldn't take it no more. He goes ballistic, rips up the will, grabs Jerry and beats the living crap out of
him. I do vaguely remember that. I want to see that one, man.
He stops and he breaks the fourth wall. He goes, gee, I'm throwing away $1 million. And he screams, but I'm happy. He starts beating the crap out of him.
That's right. I do remember that. That's fantastic. That's
There's
good.
Another one where they were on a desert island. And the end of it, Tom ends up getting chased by cannibals. They poke him. He grabs Jerry, and all of a sudden a spear pokes him in the butt. And he turns around and sees cannibals, and they lick their lips, and they go, barbecue cat. And they chase Tom, and of course Jerry's laughing. Now all of a sudden he gets poked, and it's a cannibal mouse, and he licks his lips, and he's like, barbecued mouse. He chases Jerry.
Good Lord.
I was going to call because another one I was thinking of, the best one, I don't know if you remember this one. They had the lady with the broom.
Yeah.
Asleep. And Jerry got Tom really drunk. And he goes upstairs, grabs a pitcher of ice water. He's wasted. And he dumps the ice water on her while she's sleeping. And her reaction at the end of that is priceless. If you can find that one,
okay,
you're going to laugh. You're gonna laugh hysterically.
I will look for it. Absolutely. All right, Patrick, thanks, buddy.
No problem. Take care.
A good one, pal. All right. All right. There we go. Confirmation that the castor oil vomiting Tom and Jerry episode is a real thing. I appreciate that. Here is Frank on WGN. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Good. In the old westerns, back in the 40s and 50s, when the guys got it, ditched the other guys that were chasing him, he goes, hey, boys, they hornswoggled us.
Oh, hornswoggled, yeah.
And then there was another one where the guys are sitting there looking at the menu, and the other guy says, I don't know what to order. And I had pork chops yesterday, and his buddy goes, why don't you have a steak? He says, yeah, maybe I'll have a steak. And his buddy says, hey, there you go. Remember, a good steak is not a bum steer. He says, yeah, I'm so hungry now I could eat the north end of a southbound mule.
The north end of a southbound mule. That's pretty good, man. That's good. That's very good. That's a good one, man. All right, Frank, thanks.
Hey, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one more with a little duck. The dog was protecting the little duck. And the little duck goes, Buckminster, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
It cracked me up.
Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, Frank. There you go. Gary Busey? Well, Gary Busey, by the way, has a ton of those weird sayings that, well, he's weird, Gary Busey. He's a little strange. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Gary Busey's kind of weird. But he has, now I'm blanking on the actual term. Dan, what do you call, like, is it an acronym when it's the letters represent a word?
Acronym,
right. Okay. He's got, like, Esmeralda, have you ever heard about, you know, like Gary Busey takes words and makes acronyms out of them?
I I remember seeing something that
I think.
Did.
Hey, Dan, I think you can probably look that up. I bet you can find a bunch of acronyms, Gary Busey acronyms, because he's got like a million of them. Happiness, happy is hitting at priceless. You know, stuff. He makes all these up, and Gary Busey is, in Point Break. In Point Break, you guys remember, of course, in Point Break when he wants two meatball sandwiches, Utah, give me two. And so Keanu Reeves brings back the. By the way, if you watch Point Break, when was the last time you saw Point Break, Esmeralda? Has it been a while?
Some months ago, yeah.
Well, when you get to that classic scene, you know what scene I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's a place around the corner. It's time for lunch. Okay, so you got Gary Busey. It's time for lunch. And then Keanu goes, Angelo, it's 10:30. And he's like, there's a place right around the corner. Have the best meatball sandwiches I ever had. Would you get me two? Come on, partner. Get me two. And then he goes out. Keanu goes over to the food stand. And then, of course, the classic moment when Gary Busey sticks his head out the window and goes, Utah! Give me two, and holds up two fingers. And then if you watch that scene again, Esmeralda, it's the fastest service that anybody has ever had. He goes up to the window, and he goes, two meatball sandwiches, a tuna on rye, and two lemonades. And he gives the money, and 2 seconds later, the sandwiches are there. Like, it's the fastest service I've ever seen. And then when he comes back, and he brings the meatball sandwiches to Busey. Busey opens up one of the meatball sandwiches and he opens his mouth. He's about to bite into it and he goes, I'm so hungry I could eat the ass end out of a dead rhino. So there's a phrase that I think we should all bring back. That's how hungry he is. I should have had you getting me three of these. God, I love Point Break. All right, we have to break. We have to Point Break. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it a second. All right. All right, let's take a break here. We got the news coming up next, and we've got more. Boy, people are now throwing in a lot of great phrases, and we'll get to the talk of spring as well. That's all coming up on the show. We have a Blackhawks Express, which is not so happy, and that's all coming up right after the news, which is next. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. That's when you request any artist, any song in the thin. 815 area code requested Frank Mills with Music Box Dancer for your Wild Card Wednesday. How are you, everybody? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about fun phrases or weird words that maybe people in your family use. And we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. And you can call or text us. It's 312-981-7200. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected, though, is on our Facebook page. It's updated all the time. It's happening while the show is happening. So go to facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us now. All right, we're going to talk about spring as well, because it is spring. It doesn't really feel like it. And we've got like a snow mix in the forecast for Saturday. But it is Chicago, and that's what happens. But we're going to get to that in a little bit. But we still have some weird phrases and fun phrases and words that maybe your family say. And if you would like to jump in here with a talk or text, we'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Beth and Racine said, when people at work are taking too long to complete a task, I refer to them as fiddly farting around. My mom used it, and now I find myself using it. They're fiddly farting around. Now, I don't think I've ever heard the fiddly part. I've heard farting around. Dan, you've heard farting around, too.
I have, yes.
Yeah. Like Esmeralda, like, hey, what are you doing? What are you, farting around? You've heard that. The fiddly part. I've never heard have you ever heard the fiddly edition?
I haven't.
I have not either. Dan, fiddly edition?
First time.
Beth and Racine, it's a first for us. We know the farting around part, but the fiddly that's new. 406 area code says, keep your powder dry. That was, who calls in? We have a regular caller.
Dave from Racine.
That's right, Dave from Racine, who ends every call with keep your powder dry. I don't know where that came from. 708 area code says, my father says this on occasion and it cracks me up. Well, I'll be dipped in blank and rolled in breadcrumbs. And rolled in breadcrumbs. I would imagine that dipped in blank would be crap. Would that be right, Dan, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the edited version.
Oh, okay. So dipped in blank and rolled in breadcrumbs. Why would you get rolled in breadcrumbs after that? That's a good one, though. That's fun. 847 says, my father would say no dice, meaning no way, not going to happen. Well, that's a good one, no dice. Esmeralda, are you familiar with the TV series? Yes, you are. A Police Squad that the Naked Gun movies were based on. One of my favorite, that is the funniest show that's ever been on TV. And what's insane is that the 6 episodes of Police Squad, the TV show, are actually funnier than the Naked Gun movies. I know, because the Naked Gun movies are very funny, especially the first one. The first Naked Gun movie is hysterical. But those 6 episodes of Police Squad are the 6 funniest episodes of television that have ever been aired. And one of the, because we were just talking about the phrase no dice. No dice. Which is a really great phrase. But in one episode, they're playing poker and they're betting all kinds of stuff. And it's okay, the call is to you. And one of the characters holds up a pair of fuzzy dice that you would hang from, the rearview mirror of your car, holds up the pair of dice, and the guy running the poker goes, no dice. You can't bet the dice. Oh, man. By the way, if you have not seen the Police Squad, the 6 episodes of Police Squad from the early 80s that aired on ABC, and only 6 episodes exist, you really need to get it. It's out there. It's available. Paramount Home Video. I've got them at home on DVD, and it's the funniest thing ever. It really is. 312 area code says aloof. It fits from the 1530s to windward, originally in nautical orders to keep the ship's head to the wind, thus to steer clear of lee shore or something or other quarter. Hence, at a distance, but within view. That's aloof. 219 area code says, how about nip it in the bud? Well, Barney Fife, that was his thing on the Andy Griffith Show. Nip it in the bud! Nip it! Sam says, how about okie dokie? My mom would say that. Yeah, okie dokie, people say that. Yeah. All right, there you go. Some weird words and phrases and stuff like that.